You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, all. Welcome to the Record Store Recon edition of the Goldmine Podcast. This is Pat Prince, editor of Goldmine Magazine, and we'll be visiting Cheap Thrills Records in Beckley, West Virginia. We'll take a visit there with Dr. Disc. Dr. Disc goes to record stores across the country, even internationally, anonymously, talks to the owner, talks to the employees, and gets the lowdown of a lot of record stores out there. Cheap Thrills is an interesting record store because not only is it a head shop, it has a sister location in a nearby town that has a drive-through window. I guess if you know what you want and you want it quickly, you can go through that drive-through. But basically, we're going to talk about the Beckley location and how it's so unique to the record buyer. So we'll be right back to talk to Dr. Disc right after this message.
Hey, I'm Ronald Webb, and this is Patrick Prince.
And together we host the Goldmine Radio Hour, the show that features the latest issue of Goldmine,
the music collector's magazine. Tune in Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on CygnusRadio.com.
Okay, so you ready to talk about Cheap Thrills?
Yeah.
As opposed to expensive ones.
Trust me, they all cost something in the long run.
So wait, I mean, if I'm driving in West Virginia and I got a hunk of gold in my pocket, I could run into Beckley, West Virginia and sell some gold and get some records, right?
That's correct. And you could get your high on, because they also sell all that oil and it's a true head shop.
Oh, I did. Oh, okay. So it's a head shop as well.
Yeah,
I've been to a lot of different record stores, as have you, with one that even sold tools. So I've never been to one that's... Do they buy silver, too?
I know they buy gold.
Okay.
I would imagine they buy silver.
Okay.
But they definitely buy gold.
So besides the gold in the head shop, they carry a little bit of everything, right? They got the posters, the t-shirts, the stickers. Anything?
Yeah, I mean, it's really about the only game in town.
Ah, well, yeah.
And that's what I was going to talk about. I mean, within 30 miles in any direction, you're not going to find another record store.
Not even like a Target that sells records?
Nope. Nope.
Interesting.
I mean, I shouldn't say no that quickly. I mean, maybe there's a Kmart or a Target or something like that that might sell them, but nothing that you'll find online, even if you just do a random search of, record stores near me.
Right.
So nobody, if anybody's selling it, they certainly don't want you to know it because they're not advertising it.
Wasn't there another record store in West Virginia where you, were in the middle of the woods and all of a sudden, bam, there was this record store?
That was in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
And yes, I was driving down this like really small two-lane road and just happened to turn on my phone and check for record stores near me, which I do periodically. And it said that there was this store like 10 miles away. So I'm like, what the heck? I'm driving through farmland. I'm driving through. Then I pull up through some guy's driveway and he's got like a she shed, only it's a man shed, a man cave.
Wow.
And it's a record store. And it's in the back of his driveway. But it's a legit store. I mean, he's got a cash register, he's got a counter, he's got bins, and he's providing a service.
But this was a little bit more advanced. This was
this is a true store.
And do you have a lot of high school kids are hanging out? Because I guess there's not much else to do in Beckley, right? I hate to make fun of Beckley residents. I'm sorry about that.
It's that and banjo music.
Ouch.
No, yeah.
Sorry again, Beckley residents. We kid.
Yes, we kid. I found it to be refreshing because I knew that it was, you know, it's certainly not on the level of Grimey's and Easy Street and Amoeba and those types of record stores. But here's a guy who is putting something in and probably taking more risk than any of us would ever do.
Right.
And putting a record store in a community that, you know, just doesn't have anything else like this.
Wow.
And he's rolling the dice and he's, you know, fair prices. He's not gouging it. He's not gouging you. And they actually have two stores. Mm. I did not visit the other one, which is in Princeton.
Mm.
But I was pretty excited to be out in the middle of nowhere and be able to find something in Beckley.
Was this an original store and then he added one?
No, this was the second one. The original one was the Princeton store.
So he decided to expand into the middle of nowhere. Well,
yeah.
I got to give him credit. You said that the employees are really passionate, and you talked for a long time with a heavy metal guru.
Yes.
Did he have any, give you any insight to buying heavy metal records?
No, he just, you know, I asked him what he liked, and that was the stuff that he liked, and I think he may have been wearing a Motorhead t-shirt or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I found something that I would not have found at some of the regular stores that I had gone to there.
Right.
So this was probably in August when I got there, and I found a Record Store Day 2019 Eric Clapton live tour 2001
right.
that I hadn't found anywhere else. And so that's what I picked up while I was there, the three record clear vinyl.
Ah,
and
nice.
I'm a big fan. Yeah. Big fan of Tears in Heaven. I saw that tour. So I thought I had to have that.
And you said he has cassettes. He sells used cassettes and also guitars.
He also has three or four different guitars.
And t-shirts. Did you get your Cheap Thrills t-shirt or did he not have one?
They did not have a store t-shirt. They did have, I believe, a store sticker. And so I think I got some store stickers. Not only do I have an extensive store t-shirt collection, I have probably a sticker and a business card from every record store I've ever been to, if they have them.
We're going to have to open up a record store museum one of these days, and you will be the curator.
I'm all for it.
So you said that you were very impressed with the amount of new releases that the store had. A lot of stores don't necessarily, they only have a few or... They really have their inventory. They base it on used records, but this you were very impressed.
Yeah, again, I mean, I can only imagine. I know the margin on new records is so small, especially unless you're moving, you know, 20 copies of the new Pearl Jam, you're probably making $3 at most off of a record.
Right.
And so, you know, again, like I said, this guy's, you know, really going out there and. He doesn't carry. You're not going to find duplicates of any new release, but you're going to find, you know, onesies, maybe a couple of duplicates.
Mm.
But they had a good selection, and I was, you know, I was impressed. And it ran the gamut. You could find hip hop, you could find heavy metal, you could find, you know, alternative. I don't remember them having a lot of punk, but country, and you know, it was there.
You found your classic rock with the Clapton.
Yep.
And you also said, running on that with the RSD releases, you found a lot of good past releases like the John Lennon, Imagine.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I was almost tempted to buy it just to have a second copy because I do have one copy. But I thought one's enough and I should let it, you know, somebody else will someday stumble through there and be like, oh my God, I can't believe they still have it. because at least up in the stores that I normally frequent, that sold out the day of the event.
Now, does the website cover both stores, Cheap Thrills 1 and 2?
I know that there's pictures of both stores on the website. Timing's perfect because I just happened to be on the website today and taking a look at it. And I think it's more of just kind of a generic, you know, you can click on it to call the store and get the number, and, you know, and then you can ask them if they have something rather than it's not an extensive website where you're going to find all their inventory on the website.
Well, I'm dying for you to go to the other store because you said that it's in Princeton, West Virginia, and has a drive through.
I do have to check that out. So there were two things on the website that really jumped out at me. One was a record store with a drive-through. That's pretty impressive. And I love their tagline, which is, if we don't have it, we'll get it. And if we can't get it, you don't need it. And, I like stores that do those kind of things.
Right. That would be awesome if I just drove up like I was, you know, like you would drive up to McDonald's and be like, I'd like to check out your Fleetwood Mac Rumors album. Just get a sense if you're overpriced or not.
Yeah. You know, the only negative in my mind of that is there, and I don't know about you, but the majority of times I go into a store,
yeah,
I end up walking out with more than what I had originally thought about,
yeah,
or something totally different because I walk around and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know I had to have that. But I got to have it.
I'm betting that drive-thru is more for, like, the head shop variety of inventory.
Maybe.
You want to get a pipe real fast? And don't want to walk in there? Again, if you notice record stores with head shops, I noticed the ones I've been to, they put the head shop in the back, so you got to walk through all the inventory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to walk through the shirts and the albums. That's how you do it. I don't know how the drive-through works other than if they're selling coffee or something. Yeah. Or maybe weed is illegal in the state and they're selling weed.
Yeah, I am not sure if it is in the state of West Virginia.
I'm willing to take a guess no, but hey, you never know.
Never know.
So, yeah, if you go back, please go to Cheap Thrills, the original. And report back. So it's what's next on the doctor's visit?
Well, next we're going to bring you something pretty special because I think if we can work it out, we're going to talk with the owner of Easy Street. And rather than me just telling you how great it is, I think I can get him to be on the call with us.
Wow.
Because he's got some interesting Pearl Jam stories that I think hearing directly from him would be much more effective than hearing it from me.
Which is good, because Pearl Jam has put out a new record. Some like it, some don't, because it's not as grungy or heavy, but they're relevant right now. I mean, they always are, but more so now, and we could talk about them. That'll be interesting. And this record store is in Seattle, I'm willing to guess?
That is correct.
Okay, great. Well, I look forward to it. Thanks again, Dr. Disc, and your record store reporting.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Disc, for your Cheap Thrill. That's Cheap Thrill Records, that is. And go to www.cheapthrillsrecords.com. In West Virginia, if you ever go to West Virginia and you have a hunk of gold, you could sell it and get some nice records with it. All right. Well, we'll see you on the next edition of Record Store Recon, the podcast episode. This is Pat Prince signing off. Go to goldminemag.com for exclusive content and a percentage off of subscription price. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.